Welcome to Braindrop, the digital transformation podcast from VCOM, the leader in IT spend and lifecycle management. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Braindrop, the VCOM podcast where we invite our experts to stop by and drop a little of the latest digital transformation tech on our listeners.
Hi there, and welcome to Braindrop. This is Nicole Wonderlin.
And today we're going to be discussing the various challenges that banks and credit unions are facing as it relates to their IT lifecycle management. Joining us is Molly French, a business development manager at VCOM who specializes in supporting financial services. Welcome to the program, Molly.
Nicole, it's awesome to be here. You know, this is a very complex topic and certainly one you and I could spend hours deliberating and sharing examples of what success looks like. Banks and credit unions have so much to care for in their overall IT posture. You know, if anything, I hope to share some insights I've certainly gleaned from working with our banking and credit union partners. And with our audience out there, hopefully they can take one or two nuggets from this certainly complex and pivotal conversation.
Perfect. So as was mentioned, we're going to be talking about the complexity that faces banks and credit unions as it relates to IT lifecycle management. And so obviously this is a unique topic and one we all connect to as customers of banks and credit unions. Those establishments are vital to us in our everyday, but how do you see that the approach has been changing to not only provide an acceptable level of customer experience, but still be able to delight those customers in a hyper-competitive space during the current pandemic?
Yeah, Nicole, you nailed it. This is complex and certainly competitive, but provides an excellent opportunity to be arm in arm with these institutions and more importantly, connect with their goals to help drive meaningful outcomes. You know, many banks and credit unions have been on this journey. You know, a lot of them are at different parts or stages of their digital transformations journey, and certainly how they're leveraging multiple digital channels to engage and retain their customers. And then more importantly, they've got to attract new business. Just think about the role mobile banking has played in our personal lives that aims to simplify our world. One of VCOM's core values is to give clients back time. Banks and credit unions recognize that they have to serve all types of customers, largely made up now of sophisticated consumer that wants meaningful data at their fingertip. They no longer want to go into a branch, right? They want to be able to make a transaction at their fingertip and ultimately saving them time. You know, this is great for the customer, but extremely important for our financial institutions on the back end, that they've cared for all aspects of the client experiencing, leveraging the right people, process, and certainly technology.
Well, I know for myself, I can't even remember the last time I went into a bank. So what about caring for customers who still want to talk to someone live? They still want that personal connection.
This is still absolutely critical to our financial partners. And when you think about it, banks and credit unions, they're pillars and anchors to their communities. They played a vital role in their outreach and overall involvement as a community partner. So as you said, maintaining that personal high-touch method of connecting with your local banker or credit union is still relevant and incredibly important. Banks and credit unions have to keep advancing and investing in multi-digital channels to connect with all types of consumers. So it's critical to have that partner that definitely is dialed into your customer engagement model. So essentially that you have those right tools in place and ultimately that those tools can scale.
And can you give me a few examples of what those would be?
Things like contact center, video conferencing, and obviously your traditional voice services to support that multi-digital engagement model.
So you just mentioned scale. How did VCOM help our financial institution partners not only scale, but have to pivot rapidly to support their employees who are working from home in the early stages of the pandemic? And then in turn, how did those employees drive the customer engagement remotely?
You know, if we could hand out little superhero capes, I think almost every employee at VCOM would have one right now, Nicole. And I don't say that in a cheeky manner. You know, I think that VCOM has so many stories in these extraordinary times, how we were able to help a client. And between our technical experts and our customer experience owners, all of those folks were incredibly busy working around the clock in concert around network, mobile, and collaboration. I think the bigger storyline here, though, is the role that partners played and continue to play in supporting our banks and credit unions. A vast majority of these partners stepped up to the plate, and if I'm being transparent, others fell short. You know, whether it's in the last 6 to 12 months during the pandemic, in the ongoing pandemic, or the last 20 years, VCOMs maintain a 95% customer satisfaction rate. You couple that with being one of the best places to work over the last decade in the Bay Area, I think some might call us fanatical about delighting and delivering for our customers. I don't take this lightly, Nicole. I think this should be the standard and not the exception when it comes to all partnerships.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. We've talked about digital transformation and the value of partnership, but what about mergers and acquisitions? I know this continues to be a big X factor in financial services. So what role does VCOM provide when helping a bank or credit union through acquiring another institution?
It's fundamentally the first thing we're talking about with all of our customers. Mergers and acquisitions are absolutely part of most financial institutions' overall growth strategy. So it's important for me and my role in business development is to really understand and ask that fundamental question. Do you need a platform that manages the lifecycle of an IT asset across the 6 categories of IT spend VCOM can assist with? Once that client makes that decision, paving the road to get all of your IT assets in a single source becomes the journey. Specific to mergers and acquisitions, you know, a lot of times a bank or a credit union, they don't know what they're acquiring from an IT perspective. So VCOM's approach is to start those engagements with expense management. Let us start with loading those invoices, normalizing them. And what I mean by that, Nicole, is the non-carrier speak, right? Let's putting it in a fashion that's meaningful to the consumer. Let our team of experts benchmark against industry standards while building out contract end dates on those existing services. You know, fundamentally, that's step one. Identify what you have. From there, we work with our financial services to answer the question, why do you have it? How much does it cost? And ultimately make that decision whether they need the service or not. Because it has now been appropriately cataloged, now a bank or a credit union can make that fundamental decision whether it serves a purpose to the business or whether it needs to be disconnected. You know, something else is also happening in a very organic way. With this process, VCOM's also identifying cost savings. And we do this, Nicole, whether it's through consolidation of invoices or finding services that should have been disconnected as they no longer serve a purpose to the business. All because you took the initial step to invest in a platform to give you the visibility to make better decisions. I would call this actionable data.
I would completely agree with that. It's so important to be able to have as much information as possible so you can make informed decisions.
The other critical element to this speaks to our financial services stakeholders. It's the importance of getting everything into the software. Whether you're looking through the lens of expense or potentially from a planning and procurement perspective, VCOM provides everything from ROIs to analytics. So should a decision ever need to be reviewed as part of an exam or audit or perhaps a steering committee needs to understand a specific IT spend trend or a decision over the last 12 months, these data points are all available to our customers at a fingertip. This is a big deal to our banks and financial services partners.
Okay, so now let's talk about planning and procurement and leveraging VCOM's 20 years from a managed service provider perspective. You mentioned the ROI tool and the importance of that to banks and credit unions.
Absolutely, Nicole. Let me expand on that as we spend a lot of time talking with banks and credit unions specific to designing a project, or perhaps it's tied to their overall digital transformation roadmap. First, you know, something important that everyone needs to understand is that VCOM is agnostic, and our approach is high-touch, white glove. You as the customer absolutely still in charge of the decision, while VCOM plays the role of the partner to fact gather and provide those data points to our clients in a meaningful way and provide input as to our 20 years of experience. Ultimately, the client is still making the decision. On the more complex projects, you know, VCOM's team of expert resources will take our customers through what we call the buyer's journey. For all intents and purposes, Nicole, this is a mini RFP. This is important to our banks and credit unions as this is all documented in the software. And again, as referenced earlier, should it ever need to be revisited, those decisions live and breathe in the platform.
Right. And that's definitely something that I've always appreciated with the software, the ability to be able to go back and track exactly what you need.
You know, the other big benefit is that VCOM is an aggregator and leveraging well over our $115 million of spend to pass on better than retail pricing to our clients. You know, I have one banking partner. He refers this as to the gold standard from a service provider perspective. The reason being is that we are providing multiple options. Remember, we're agnostic with better than retail pricing, pre-negotiated terms and conditions on a single consolidated invoice. And you couple that with a team of resources providing services and support across orders and installed asset. VCOM maintains that 24/7/365 NOC. And again, I mentioned that consolidated and normalizes invoice and analytics. This is critical to our bankings and credit union leaders to drive alignment within the organization, not only from a budget perspective, but an overall transformation perspective.
So you did mention invoice management specifically regarding normalization and benchmark. So what about accounts payable? How do we help bridge the gap between IT and accounts payable for customers?
I'm so glad you mentioned this, Nicole, and it would be a big miss if we didn't talk about this, to the power of connecting our IT folks with AP in the software so that these teams moving forward are arm in arm. You know, I want to set the stage here because it's important for our AP folks to know that VCOM's proprietary software, it's not a replacement of their current financial software. It's merely a supporting arm to it. We aim to connect IT and AP, providing automation to their workflow when approving IT-based invoices. We also want to automate applying GLs and assigning cost centers so that we can give these folks that are very time-strapped an opportunity to alleviate some of that workload to focus on more meaningful actions to their business. By the way, did I also mention we'll take it one step further and mirror a client's AP posting file? This is absolutely a game changer and a huge time saver for our AP partners. And all of this is automated month over month. Let me give you an example, Nicole. We work with a large bank on the East Coast. We started with expense management, loading several hundreds of invoices. And within 2 years, we have shrunk that workload by driving consolidation and automation. Our point of contact is equated this time savings to equal 40 hours a month. This is just one element of her workload. So this is huge when being able to reprioritize her time, and not to mention the cost savings to the org. If I sound passionate, it's because I am. We see it working and in action every day.
Wow, 40 hours is a huge chunk of time to save. And as we know, when you save time, you save money. It's also interesting to note that the research firm Sterling Commerce puts the average cost of processing an individual invoice at between $12 and $30. Spending that time manually paying invoices gets really expensive for the organization. What do you think VCOM banking and credit union customers would say to prospects who are either in the evaluation stage or don't even realize that a service like VCOM exists?
I'm laughing in joy, right? I've got a couple different great examples, Nicole. And here's a couple of direct quotes from customers. VCOM's aggregator model, their buyer's club and their buyer's journey is the gold standard in how we design and source services. Keep in mind, this is a direct quote from a banking executive who has been a VCOM customer three times over. Another quote, VCOM is one of those rare vendors that consistently delivers and over-delivers on their promise. I don't spend a ton of time in managing VCOM. They just deliver consistently and accurately. And then the last one, VCOM has helped us consolidate hundreds of bills across dozens of carriers while getting us a great price on the services we use. This has eased the burden on our teams exponentially.
It sounds like those customers are definitely seeing the value in what VCOM does.
You know, Nicole, in just kind of rounding this out, the last thing I would call out is that banks and credit unions need to know is that we get that partnership matters. And that's why outside of the customer relationship and maintaining that 95% client satisfaction rating, VCOM continues to invest in our partnerships and conferences, including Synergy by Association, the Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Utah Bankers Associations, and P3, which is the Prominent Premier Partners. This is a Fiserv association where you actually have to be a sponsored vendor by a bank. Again, just a couple of examples of our continued investment in working with our financial services partners.
Thank you so much, Molly. And you were right. I think we could spend a ton more time just on this subject. Appreciate your insights.
Thanks, Nicole, for having me. Fun conversation as always. And until the next time.
If you have any questions about the topics you hear on Braindrop, feel free to email us at braindrop@vcomsolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Nicole Wunderlin for VCOM. Enjoy your day.